AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's blasting a wave of state legislation targeting the LGBTQ plus community.
It's wrong that extreme officials are pushing hateful bills.
The White House says discriminatory laws curbing the rights, visibility, and health care access of LGBTQ plus Americans are sweeping through state houses.
These are our kids. These are our neighbors. It's cruel and it's callous.
And the president wants those kids to know he's with them.
You're loved. You're heard, and this administration has your back, and I mean it.
He spoke at a joint news conference with British leader Rishi Sunak hours after the White House postponed a big Pride Month celebration on the South Lawn due to poor air quality. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
That poor air quality is coming from wildfires in Canada, and it's affecting people as far away as North Carolina. Shelley Adler has more.
Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College.
It's actually depositing, you know, particulate matter at the surface in people's lungs, you know, and kind of generating the health burden that to date has been endured by the Western U.S.
And he sees a link to global warming.
We haven't had major wildfires in the eastern United States, and I think global warming, you know, really just primes the conditions for those types of fires to occur.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Artificial intelligence was a major topic for President Biden and the British Prime Minister. Rishi Sunak saying nations need to work together like they have on climate.
We need to bring that same spirit of urgency, I think, to the challenges and opportunities that AI poses.
The two also agreed to step up cooperation on the transition to clean energy and reiterated their commitment to help Ukraine repel Russia's invasion. Modest gains on Wall Street today, but it's now a bull market. The S&P 20% above a bottom hit in October. This is AP News. Investigators have drawn some conclusions about what started Colorado's most destructive wildfire back in 2021. Ed Donahue has the findings.
The determination is embers from an old fire and sparks from a power line set off the 2021 wildfire in heavily populated suburbs between Denver and Boulder. District Attorney Michael Daugherty made the announcement.
If we were to tell you today that we were filing charges, it would be wrong and unethical. We can only file charges when there's evidence of a crime having been committed.
The wildfire left two people dead. More than 1,000 homes were destroyed. It hit close to home for Sheriff Curtis Johnson.
People lost everything. All their possessions, family heirlooms, were turned to ash. I share in that loss as I lost my home.
The fire broke out during a drought in Colorado in a winter with almost no snow. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.